Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Pete O'Toole from Kildare drops us a text on 087-4100-102. Pete, good morning.
How are you doing?
Not bad at all. Come here. You've no sense of smell.
No.
Is this a COVID thing? Or has it always been that way?
No, it's always been that way. I thought maybe COVID might have brought it back if I caught COVID, but
and, no. Like, why not? What, is this something happened to you, or are you genuinely born without a sense of smell?
I don't ever remember smelling, so I guess I was just born that way.
Did you ever get it checked out?
Yeah, I went to get it checked out a long time ago now, kind of around my leaving third year. Father brought me to a specialist, but it kind of just fizzled out because they weren't too sure, and I decided maybe a couple of years ago there, maybe there might have been a few advances in technology and whatnot, so I said I'd go and get it checked out again. It might just be a simple unblocking of a nerve or something.
Well, that's the question I wanted to ask you, is, like, never having had it, do you miss it? Or do you understand what smelling is?
No idea. As I said in the text there, you know, like, you hear people walking into a room and they get a smell maybe of a dinner that's cooking, and they immediately think, oh, lovely, I'm having this for dinner, or I don't get any of that.
And smell is fairly intrinsically linked to taste. Can you taste food?
I can, yeah. And they're linked, but they're not totally dependent on each other, obviously. But I can taste plenty of food, but it's dulled down. I suppose with a lot of people with textures and things like that, you know, texture of food mightn't be so nice, but the taste might be good, whereas, you know, if I'm tasting something that the texture isn't great and I don't get a taste out of it, then it's just, it's not appealing.
This is a silly question, but, like, do you think it's related to your nose? As in, like, do you think do you feel like the problem is in your nose as opposed to your brain or somewhere in between?
I have honestly no idea because, like, I don't have any kind of breathing issues through my nose and that, so I genuinely don't have any idea. Like, that when I went to get checked out a couple of years ago, I stopped chasing it because I was told I had to do a smell test, and I'm like, I can't smell anything. That's why I'm here.
What?
They gave me almost like a booklet, you know, like, let's say a set of Raffica that you might buy in a GH or something like that. And there's a pad on each page, and probably 10, 15 pages.
Right.
And you just scratch them and sniff, and then tick between 1 and 4 which option it was that you felt it smells like. And I'm going, I can't smell anything.
Like, so if, for example, it smelled like strawberries, you just go, I have no point of reference or what strawberries smell like.
Yeah. So I said, look, if I tick A for every one of these 15, I'm going to get some of them right, law of averages, so I don't know what that's going to tell you, you know?
Yeah.
So, so I just pulled the plug on it again. I didn't bother, chasing it.
It seems very strange that they would ask you to do that. I mean, it's like if you had no sight, you know, if you were clinically blind and you went in and said, I can't see anything, and then they started showing you pictures in a book and said, tell us, can you see the rabbit?
Unless it's just the basic thing they have to do to begin their kind of diagnosis is scratch and sniff, and they, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, like, I'm just trying to understand the logic of it.
That's true, yeah. I didn't bother with it afternoon. I just thought, oh, I'm probably on a long road to nowhere here with this, so just let it go.
So I suppose you've never smelt the things that we would have a positive experience with, so for instance, like a bacon frying in the pan or
freshly cooked grass.
Yeah, but I suppose conversely, you've never smelt the bad stuff either, so, you know, a Guinness fart doesn't mean anything to you.
No.
You can feel them in the back of your throat, though. You don't need a nose for that.
I might often pretend, like, you get something there. It was myself, just to try and disguise that it was maybe myself that was doing it. But, even when the kids were small, like, and they might have had an old dirty nappy or whatever, I wouldn't have had a clue. And
so you don't even know what, bad smell is, do you?
No idea.
Good, bad, and different. That's amazing. No, like, I think maybe you're going to the wrong place. Maybe going to a clinic or whatever to try and figure out what's wrong with you. You should be going to some kind of research people. Like, the lads at NUIG are always doing math stuff. Go down and go to them. I am a guinea pig. I can smell nothing. Put me to the test. Maybe it's your superpower. You know?
Maybe you can
go into, like, ammonia fields or something and come out unscathed.
Yeah, sounds really exciting. And I'm sure he'll be on the next train to the ammonia field, whatever that is. Do you use deodorant?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so you're conscious that you could smell to other people.
Yeah, that's probably one side of it. You're kind of overly conscious, maybe, that you're kind of, you're not reeking of something, like, you know? Making sure you're clean.
In the general sense, do you feel like you've missed out on loads of stuff, or does it bother you at all?
Well, I know no different, so I don't know what I'm missing, but I definitely would have, I suppose I would like to experience it, for sure, yeah. Mm. Just,
Because you see those videos of people who are colorblind, and they get those kind of chromo glasses, and the emotion in them when they see, is that what flowers in it? Or they go look at their partner and go, oh my God, your eyes or your hair, and they've genuinely never seen them in true color. I wonder what it would be like if you did manage to get to the bottom of whatever is causing the blockage, and then you smelled the beautiful smells, like, you know, your baby's heads when they were small, or bacon, or whatever it would be. And then obviously there's the converse, that you would then open yourself up to the other stuff too. But like, I wonder, it would just be an amazing thing to get you through the other side.
Probably be a lot more distracted, I suppose smelling all these different smells, because like that, as I said, every day is the same as well. There's no difference, so.
The old drive through the Midlands with the slurry, when that's out and about, you're happy you're missing out on that one.
Got the windows down on the N7.
That's exactly it.
I wonder, with the advances they're making, Elon Musk is becoming famous for his neural net, where basically his plan is to open up your skull, stick a little computer in chip into whatever part of your brain is responsible for registering smell, and just flick a switch and on it goes. Could be something that does change in your lifetime.
Could be, for sure, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And do you think, would you go for something experimental if it was offered to you?
Well, I wouldn't be the first one to go for it, no.
Right, you'd let other people do it first.
Just see what happens there, yeah.
If you do manage to find a way, is there a smell that you would like to smell first?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe our listeners would recommend one, that the first one that you hold under your nose should be this one, and to awaken that sense. But look, it's been a fascinating chat with you. I wonder, will any scientists get in touch and maybe probe you for a while? Is that okay? Can we pass on your details to be probed?
Sure.
we would have anyway, Pete. Right, come here. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks for reaching out, as always.
No worries.
Peter Toole and Kildare. Thanks a mil.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.